it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know I am because we made it to Friday.
Go, everyone.
Go, Lily from Mount Vernon. Lily, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Lily's ready to rock, Steve. Oh, wait, Lily, did you by chance listen to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
That's totally fine.
Steve, go ahead and leave. For those playing at home, Lily will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What force pulls things back to Earth?
I think gravity.
Yes. Which East Coast city debuted The Real World?
New York.
Yes. What is the more common term for your coccyx bone?
What? Elvic?
No.
Pass.
What classic novel's subtitle is The Whale?
Moby Dick.
Yes. What type of animal is a borzoi?
Cat.
What's that?
A cat?
No.
A dog.
Yes. The Sargasso Sea is located entirely within what ocean?
The Pacific, the no. Atlantic, the
yes, Atlantic.
Arctic.
Which gas has the atomic number 2?
Helium.
Yes. Who played Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies?
I don't know. Pass.
What country produces the most cheese?
Cheese? France.
No.
Italy.
No.
America.
Yes. What was who was Prince's backing band during the Purple Rain era?
Revolution.
Oh, what do we do, Danny? Do we take it? Yes. Danny says we take it. It's Friday. I could still hear the music. It was just ever so faint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct there.
Woo!
Yeah.
Go Mariners.
Go Mariners is right. Mariners, Mariners. Welcome back, Steve.
Good to be back.
Are you feeling ready?
I am.
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
All right.
What force pulls things back to Earth?
Gravity.
Yes. Which East Coast city debuted The Real World?
That would be New York.
Yes. What is the more common term for your coccyx bone?
Deep breath. Elbow?
No.
Knee?
No.
Your earlobe?
No. What classic novel's subtitle is The Whale?
Oh, Moby Dick.
Yes. What type of animal is a borzoi?
What type of animal is a borzoi?
Borzoi.
A pig?
No.
A bull?
No.
A cow?
No. The Sargasso Sea is located entirely within what ocean?
Are we speaking the same language?
Yes.
Sargasso Sea?
Sargasso Sea is located entirely within what ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yes. Which gas has the atomic number 2?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No.
Oxygen.
No. Who played Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies?
What the hell is her name? Oh, she's been in so many fun films. I can't think of her name. Pass.
What country produces...
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes. What country produces the most cheese?
What country?
Yes.
America.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Steve Migs. And that is a loss. 8-6. Congratulations,
wow.
Lily.
Good game.
All right.
Whoa! Whoa! I gotta sit back down.
Neither. Hey, you know what? You're sitting back down on your coccyx bone.
My butt?
It's your tailbone.
Your cockets bone?
Cockex.
Cockex bone?
Yes. A borzoi is a dog, and our friend figured that one out. Huh. They also knew that the atomic number 2 is helium.
Helium.
One that you did not get to, Steve. Who was Prince's backing band during the Purple Rain era?
The Revolution.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Another opportunity comes up at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We have a simple question that we are just itching to ask you, but we need for you to call 206-803-ROCK so that we can ask it. And it's simple.
Are we itching our cockage bone?
Please don't. Okay. Don't smell it. 206-803-ROCK, we want to ask a simple question. We'll take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What the f***?
Well, something really interesting took place at a dive bar that I was visiting last weekend, Steve. What happened was we were mostly looking for a place to use the restroom. That was like step one. I had to go to the bathroom so bad after a comedy show that we had been at. So we walked into this dive bar and I beeline it for the bathroom.
So is this in Seattle?
Yes. And I beeline it for the bathroom and I grab the handle and it just kind of pushes open. And I get inside, I turn and close the door and I turn around and there's a guy completely like shorts around his ankles, sitting down, taking care of the business.
So you walked in, you're fully in the room.
I'm fully in the
room. And the door is closed.
Yes.
And there's a guy just sitting there dropping the kids off in the pool.
Yes. I let out a blood-curdling scream,
and he's
turned around, and like ran out, and there's some other lady standing in line for the bathroom. I'm like, don't go in there! It's really bad! So, I was so...
That poor guy's probably like, dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
I was so rattled by the whole situation that I was like, ladies, we gotta leave. And I rallied the troops, and we left. I was so humiliated. I'm like, I cannot look at that guy in the face after watching him drop a deuce.
There's nothing worse. I had that happen in Hawaii once. There's on both sides of it, or both ends. But like when you make eye contact with somebody who's going to the bathroom, there is nothing that, I mean, that is an awful, awful feeling. And then being on the flip side, I've had that happen where the door wasn't, like, it was locked, but it just still, like, it was one of those old ones, and it didn't fully latch. And I remember, like, a janitor walked in. It was, like, some VFW hall I was wrestling in Bellingham. And the guy opens it up, and I'm just looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm just like... At what point are you going to walk away, sir? I can't.
Oh, you're stuck. Well, that wonderful transaction leads us to want to ask a simple question.
I love it. I love that you walked in and closed the door before you even saw that there was a guy in there. And he said nothing.
No, he was silent. It was awful. Oh, our simple question for Greg in Federal Way. What did you walk in on?
It was quite shocking, actually. My brother was picking on me. I was a young teenager, and I stormed into my mom's room to rat him out, and she had fully exposed breasts.
Oh, no.
That you do not ever want to see.
Yeah, that was shocking, and so I closed the door, and then when she came out, I apologized and ratted out my brother.
And then went to therapy. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Troy in Tacoma. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my mom getting dizzy in the bedroom on her waterbed. I was like 11 years old.
Not the waterbed?
Okay, so I assume...
On the waterbed.
I assume then this was not like a dad, or this was somebody that maybe you've never seen before?
Boyfriend. They're separated, and
Oh. And so how did she handle that moment? Like, did you guys have to have a talk, or did you just act like it never happened?
No, I was talked to. It was, grown-ups do certain things, and you shouldn't walk in, and you shouldn't hurt that. But, oh, my God.
The motion of the ocean.
I don't know if I can ever recover from that.
No. Tracy in Rochester, what did you walk in on?
Just a few weeks ago, I was visiting my parents, who are 84 and 82, and walked in on them getting very busy from behind.
No!
That's amazing. Good on your parents, man. That is so great. What did you guys talk about?
It never got brought up, but my dad cussed me out for walking in on him while, you know, getting down on my mom.
Guy's probably like, I don't get these opportunities often. You need to leave the room.
Right? I mean, we can all hope that when we are in our mid-80s that we're still getting down.
Yeah, but I would never have guessed.
No.
Like, back when my dad's no longer with us, but I would have never in a million years. Like, in my head, I think for the last 15 to 20 years, they were not being intimate at all.
Celibate.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK.
And in that position.
Oh, no, thank you. Bob, you're in Tequila.
That means you saw Dad's back.
No. No. What did you walk in on, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I came home one day early from work, and my girlfriend was having fun with her girlfriend. And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Can I join? And they're like, no, get out. I'm like, are you sure? So I had to walk out. Man, I'll tell you. It was hard to walk out of there.
No boys allowed?
In more ways than one.
Bob, no, they wouldn't let me join, no, but I sure wanted to.
So, Bob, in that situation, do you just wait in the other room until they're done, or did you go, like, to the, I don't know, to, like, Starbucks and kill some time?
Yeah. No, I went to the fridge, cracked a beer, and I sat there, and I'm thinking, Jesus, they got to change their mind.
They're going to call me up to the big leagues any day.
At some point, they're going to dip into the bullpen.
Jesse, you're in Snohomish. What did you walk in on?
I walked in on my parents getting busy.
Wow.
How old were you or how old were they?
It was the year that Spaceballs came out. So, should give you an idea how old I am, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Mel Brooks was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, so I stayed up to watch it, and my parents, strangely enough, had a waterbed, and so without thinking, I just went and opened my parents' door and said, hey, Crosby, Stills, and Nash are on The Tonight Show, and let's just say there was a number in progress in my parents' bedroom.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. And my mom looked up at me, and I'll just say her hands were full. And she said, Jesse, out. And I closed the door.
Did you ever speak of it?
No.
Did you ever listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash ever again?
Yeah, actually, they're great. I love them.
Okay,
you bring back a lot of good memories.
Crosby, Stills, and Bash. I had to share this story.
Uh-oh, Ryan Castle is in the house. Ryan Castle.
So I'll be quick. A couple of years ago, I'm doing Hood to Coast in Oregon. That's the 200-mile relay race, right? And if you run, you know that there are certain areas of your body that tend to chafe up. Taryn on the bicycle, you know what I'm talking about.
I do know.
So for me, it's rhymes with ain't.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so right. I get ready to run my first leg, and I realize I've forgotten to put on the chafe stick, or the rhymes with ain't stick, as I like to call it. So I'm in the porta potty, and I've got my shorts around my ankles, and it, in order to put this stuff on, like, you kind of bend over and reach through your legs, and so I've got my ass to the door, shorts around my ankles, bent over with my ass to the door and my arm between my legs, and I just hear OF behind me, and I turn around and I make eye contact with this guy standing there with the door open, and what did I say? I went OF, and so you know, he saw my entire family tree.
You're gonna be like, can you help me apply this?
Totally. It's a hard to reach area. Yeah. Glad you're here.
So I can use a hand.
Oh my God. The Daily Migs Show.
Tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, are going on sale in less than 2 hours, folks.
Ryan knows a thing or two about Unwrapped.
We've got some wonderful folks on the bill, including Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. It's at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th, and you can head to KISW.com for more info.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is everywhere you go, Steve Miggs. 6-7.
Oh, God.
The young kids are using this term. We still don't really know what it means. Even our kids are using this term.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Okay, both of them say it very differently, but yes, they do.
But there's even now this video that's going around online about an In-N-Out where the order number that came up was 6-7. So, okay. Of course, when they call that out, the entire place just loses it.
I'll be honest, even though I can't stand this whole 6-7 thing, this actually did put a huge smile on my face just listening to the eruption of the room and how proud the guy was that he had card number or ticket number 6-7.
Yes, number 6-7.
And then he goes walking back to his friends holding his bag of food like he's got like the holy grail of food. It's like the team just won the Super Bowl.
They're
right there.
So happy.
Yes.
Many, of course, have opinions on 6-7. So we got to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of those comments, and we figured who better to read them than a guy who's known for being a social media trend and a social media influencer, and he was just recently in town. None of us even knew who he was, no different than we didn't know what 6-7 meant.
Is it the iSpeed guy?
iShowSpeed guy. Right. Now, I don't know if this is actually a very accurate version of his voice, because I don't even know what he sounds like, to be honest with you. But here's a robot iShowSpeed talking about how some people just can't stand the term 6-7. Are you ready for the first one?
I have no earthly idea how 6-7 would equate to same. Why not just say it's the same?
So that's like one of the reasons. Like, it's like when people go like 6-7 with their hands, that means it's the same.
Okay, I haven't heard that theory yet, but
that's the problem. It's like you hear all these different theories. You have people giving us like these full-on YouTube like dissertations about like 6-7. I'm like, I'm still just as confused.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our next comment.
We got to get rid of social media. I've been trying to tell people that's bad for us. We don't need this to survive.
Okay.
I do agree.
6-7.
I drive a school bus, and these kids are constantly saying it. Drives me nuts.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Yeah, I don't know. I give my heart goes out to a lot of school bus drivers right now, because I think the older we get, the less tolerant we are of the current trends of like the Gen Alphas and the Gen Zs and all that kind of stuff.
And they're just putting up with it all day, every day.
As a 67-year-old, I feel way too powerful.
That's funny.
Finally, Grandpa's cool.
Okay, do you say 67 or separate the 6 from the 7? Ask it for a friend.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
6-7.
Yeah, you got to separate them.
Yeah.
If us old people say it enough, maybe they'll stop.
So if we embrace it, what if we embrace it, but we just say 67 just to piss them off?
Oh, they'd be so embarrassed by us.
Oh, they wouldn't even phase them, because I've tried and Lily has told me, no, it's not cool. And then she won't tell me what it means.
In fact, we have here, see if I think I have it over here. This is a moment where Danny tried to have a conversation with Lily about the term 6-7.
Can you explain to me 6 or 7?
No.
Okay, just try to explain it to me.
No.
Try to explain it to the listeners then.
No.
Oh, she's real fun.
No.
I'm very upset about it.
Figure it out yourself.
Wow.
Damn.
All I have to say is 6-7.
Isn't there another number combination I need to know?
41.
I thought it was 69. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Danny, I don't know if doing 69 jokes with your daughter is the right...
Probably not.
Right way to go.
The funny thing is, after that, she goes, nice.
Oh, no.
This new generation are proving you can make anything up, give it meaning, and the mass is running with it.
Well, I think that's every generation. We've all had stupid terms that I'm sure our parents were just as annoyed by.
Absolutely. Slang has been around since the dawn of the day.
You say that. I was trying to think, like, what was the thing that we used to, like, bug our parents? I can't think of anything.
I have one. We would refer to things when they were, like, cool or awesome. We would say, that's mint.
And mint? I remember,
yeah. Yo, like, check that chick out. She's mint. I just, and my dad, it would piss him off. Like, that's not how, unless you're eating a mint, stop saying mint.
I got one for me and Taryn. Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle, for sure.
Thanks, Snoop.
How f***ing dumb is this? Is this how my grandparents feel about our obsession with the number 69.
Nice.
Yes.
Did you see, though, that there was one that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting? It just shows, like, sometimes teachers, they have to find different ways to get the students to connect with them. And there was a music teacher that teaches, like, choir. And she was trying to get the kids to do, like, their warm-up exercise. So she replaced all the words of the actual warm-up exercise with current terms, like Ohio, which I don't even know what the hell that means, or a skibbity, or a 6-7. And that's how she got her entire class to get involved with choir. Here, check it out. Okay, yeah, but dude, I mean, she got the kids into it.
Yeah,
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, skibbity, big back.
Don't forget big back.
I'm gonna have that stuck in my head all day now.
Ohio, a big back, Ohio. Mm-hmm. What the hell does that even mean?
Do you know what big back is?
Is that a? No, I don't, Danny. Tell me.
Apparently, it means that you like to eat a lot.
Oh, I'm a big back Ohio. Then.
Well, I don't know about Ohio, but I know that the big back part is you like to eat a lot.
And then the other part was an Alpha Sigma.
Yeah.
Rizical.
Sure.
You guys know what a Rizical is?
I mean, I know what Riz is.
Of course. Who doesn't? We're cool. And then Slay.
Slay all day.
I'm so glad I'm not growing up in this time.
I hate this.
Yeah. The Daily Mix
Show. Tomorrow, we're going to be making strides against breast cancer down on Pier 62.
67. No, 62.
Yeah, Pier 62 for 67. Sure.
No, Barrett, 62.
Not Pier 67, it's Pier 62. And we've got a team for the KISW crew. You can join us at KISW.com. If you can't make it, maybe consider making a little donation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the American Cancer Society.
How much money should they donate?
6-7.
6-7. 6-7. 6-7.
We know that many of you are just beginning your day and you're trying to figure out what all is happening out there in the world before you go embark on this day. So we're going to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? My No Doubt group chat is popping off this morning, Steve and Danny, because No Doubt is officially reuniting for 6 shows in Las Vegas. Their residency will be for 6 dates in May at the Sphere, and this will be the band's first major run together in so many years.
Have you ever seen No Doubt live?
Many times.
I've seen them a few times, and they're always so freaking great live.
I'm so excited. Gwen Stefani will also be the first woman to headline the Sphere so far, and this is also only the third time No Doubt will be performing together in the past 7 years. Coachella, that was like the talk of Coachella, was their big reunion. Yeah. True or false, did Taryn karaoke this song at Friday night last week?
And I missed it?
You did!
Oh.
Saturday night, excuse me. Yes,
after
I did.
After the Mariners game?
Sure did.
I love this song.
They absolutely were the talk of Coachella, and then they did the LA Fire Aid benefit show earlier this year, but they are saying they could add more dates, so I'm going, guys. I might need to take that day off.
It's crazy because, like, we've talked about the Sphere for so long now.
Right.
And all the bands we thought would go there. No Doubt would have never been on that list for me.
If you would have said list, like, 20 bands that you think would be awesome at the Sphere, you'd have to give me, like, maybe, like, another 100 more before I even maybe mention No Doubt. Not because I don't like them. But then once I saw that they announced them, I'm like, I need to see this at the Sphere. This would be visually a fun show.
And they are celebrating 30 years of Tragic Kingdom, which is a very important album for me growing up.
And based on the past artists that have played the Sphere, I don't even think I need hallucinogenics to have fun at this one.
No, I don't think you would.
All the other ones, I absolutely would have needed some kind of enhancement to sit through the Grateful Dead or the Eagles or whatever other crap they've put out there so far. Oh, here we go.
Your girl is fired up.
Oh, yeah, that would be a fun one. That's worth a road trip, that for sure. What else is going on in the world? You know, I do want to mention this because otherwise I would forget. The freaking Savannah Bananas and their banana ball is coming back to town. They just made an announcement. They've also announced 2 new teams, which I think is awesome. But they're coming back to the Pacific Northwest, not the Bananas. But the party animals are coming.
Nice. Those are the pink ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my buddy AJ is the announcer, kind of like the circus leader for the party animal. So I'm excited to see him do what he does because he's awesome always on the microphone. But they're going to be here on May 22nd through the 24th, entire weekend, taking over Cheney Stadium. You know it's going to be a party, and they're taking on one of the brand new teams.
Ooh.
The Indianapolis Clowns. Because they announced two new teams, the Indianapolis Clowns and then the Loco Beach Coconuts. And I do love the backstory behind the Indianapolis Clowns. I'm like, that's a interesting name, but, you know, fits for Banana Ball. But apparently there's a history with that name in Indianapolis.
I didn't know that.
The team was, that was the name of the team for back in the Negro Ball, the baseball league. They were called the Clowns because they like, I guess they like to clown around and have fun. So it like fits perfectly with this team. And apparently everybody in the Indianapolis community are kind of fired up because they're like, that's a cool historic nod to baseball by the Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball.
I think that's so cool.
And if you want to go, you have to sign up for like their guest list. I signed up yesterday. I went on their website. You have to like November 1st or October 31st to just be on the wait list to potentially get to buy a pair of tickets.
And did they do a lottery for this one too?
Yeah, they do lottery.
Holy
for and they're
cow.
Doing, what is that stadium? I can't remember the name of the stadium that the Ducks play in Oregon.
Autzen Stadium.
Autzen Stadium.
In Eugene.
They're doing stadium, like football stadium games, and I'm guaranteeing they're going
to
sell out.
That would be a fun one to road trip to for sure.
So are we doing that or are we doing No Doubt?
We are doing both, Steve.
All right, let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's one more opportunity for someone to try to beat you, Steve Miggs. And if you think that you can take this man down, you can call 206-803-ROCK right now. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.